views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Your journey on the path of freedom starts here. A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell. Walking the Path of Freedom is a celebration of those brave spirits who have faced their fears and reclaimed their power. Andrew is dedicated to challenging the old paradigms and setting you on your path to living a life free from limitation. You're about to begin the journey of becoming your higher self in a life untethered. And now, here is your host, Andrew Martin, and co-host, Jeremy Newdell.
Here we are, just a few weeks away from 2018, if you can believe it. I mean, I look back on this year and I think, where the heck have I been for the past 360-something days? It feels like it has just gone by so quickly. And today we are talking about breaking bonds of the past for the new year. So we've got about 2 weeks left before we move into 2018. And this is the time of year, I think, when many of us begin to think about what is it that we would like to create or do or have or be in the new year. What is it that we would like to leave behind? What is it that we would like to make peace with? And just when we cross that threshold, leave it on the other side of 2017. And I'm really excited for my guest today, Ryan Allen, whom you may be familiar with if you have been listening to my show. He was my first guest on my first episode back in June. And this is actually, I think, a really nice bookend to that episode, because the episode was entitled You Don't Need a Plan, How to Feel Your Way to a Life That You Love. And a lot of those ideas we're going to be, I think, touching on today as well. But before we get too deep into it, because I know once we're off and running, we're just going to be having such a great conversation that I'll forget to do this. I have a call coming up on December 21st. It is an online event entitled The Winter Solstice, The Gateway to Light. This is going to be an hour of energy work, of insight, of intuitive guidance, really, really powerful stuff centered around the idea of the solstice, bringing in that energy, helping us to make peace with 2017 and move into 2018 with a clean slate, using the energies of the solstice to propel us and to assist us. It is from 3 to 4 p.m. Online, so that's Pacific time. Again, that's the Gateway of Light, the 2017 solstice. You can find that on my Facebook page. I will be sending out a newsletter later today, and it will also be on my website eventually. But right now, you can go to my Facebook page, which is Andrew Martin Energy, and register there for that through Eventbrite. I'm really excited to share this with you, and I think we're going to have a lot of fun. And I think it's going to be super powerful. But on with the show. I am here today with my good friend and amazing human, Ryan Allen. Ryan, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I feel like an OG now that you said it was your first episode.
Yeah, totally. This whole radio thing for you now is like old hat.
You're
like,
oh, yeah, this is easy.
Just a radio show, no big deal. Before we get too deep into it, tell people a little bit about your background, what you do, and who you are.
Yeah, as far as what I do, I was thinking about that, knowing that we were going to have this conversation, and I think that I'm in such a state of transition right now. I think that the easiest thing to call myself is a coach, because I coach people physically at my fitness studio in San Francisco called Lifted, and we incorporate meditation in that. I also life coach, and a lot of times in those sessions, exercise works right along with the meditation and the life coaching in one complete package. And so, I coach the body. I coach through emotions and breathing and meditation. And but it's all transitioning. It's all shifting and changing.
Yeah. And I think it's also, you know, it seems to be you're being called into expanding what you do into kind of a spiritual realm as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know what that title will include yet, but
right. I know that we always talk about this from the entrepreneur perspective, like you know, what we do, it's okay in practice for it to be a little abstract or perhaps not super clear and concise. But from a marketing perspective, you kind of need to know, what do I put on my business card?
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, to be continued for sure. So, you know, we're talking today about this idea of breaking bonds with the past and moving into the new year with sort of a clean slate, or maybe even just a clear idea of what you want to achieve or move towards in the year. And I'm sure you see a lot of this specifically in your world with the fitness and people, you know, this is the year I'm going to get in shape, or this is the year I'm going to do all these things. And we make, oftentimes we make these really big, well-intended, well-meaning resolutions.
Yeah.
And you and I were chatting about this before, that I don't really think resolutions work.
Yeah. I think, like, the way that I like to think about changes that I am looking to make in my life is more about experimenting with it.
Yeah.
And I try to present that to my clients, and so it doesn't seem so daunting.
Right.
You know?
And talk about that more. Like, when you talk, because the way I look at resolutions is from an energetic perspective, and since most of what I do is grounded in an energetic viewpoint, right? I sort of see everything energetically. Is when I see us talk about a resolution, it's almost like we're setting up something outside of us. Like, this is a hurdle I have to get over, or this is a block I have to break through, or this is a thing I have to avoid. I can't go here anymore. Right. And it's almost like we create this external thing that we're now sort of battling with or struggling with, and we just sort of set ourselves up for defeat.
Yeah, I'd like to think more about, like, what I'm moving toward than what I'm moving away from.
Mm.
So, like, personally, in my own life in this last year, some things that I've made clear intentions for experimenting with was more regular meditation. And also during that time, I stopped drinking any alcohol. And that felt less about the not drinking alcohol and more about what it would feel like to not drink alcohol, rather than, like, I, you know, alcohol is not working for me. It's more of like, what does it feel like to not have that involved in my life? And what does it feel like for 100 days to try to meditate every day? And then after that, it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun because it was a goal for me, but it wasn't like, you know, if I'm going to beat myself up if I don't meditate every single day. Because it was like, well, let's just see what happens. What does it feel like? And so that felt more to me like I'm moving towards something that's expansive rather than like cutting myself off from something because, you know,
you demonized it or turned it into this awful thing.
Yeah.
And I think that you hit on something really important, which is the idea of experimenting with it or being curious about it, as opposed to, this is what I'm always going to do, or I'm never going to do this again.
Right.
Because I always have this picture when I think of New Year's resolutions. It's like, you know, someone says, I'm never going to smoke again, or I'm never going to eat this junk food again, or I'm going to the gym 6 days a week, and I'm always going to do this. Mm-hmm. Well, when in your life has that ever worked?
Right. When do you always do anything?
Right. Yeah, totally. And the idea of experimenting or being curious about it, and as you said, being curious about what you're moving towards as opposed to trying to run away from something.
Yeah.
So saying, I'm curious to know what it's like when I don't drink for 100 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to know what I feel like when I meditate or set the intention to meditate every day.
And that also changes the way that you talk about it with people.
Mm.
Because, you know, this is also the time of the year when people are discussing these things. And so it's exciting to talk about something that you're like, I can't wait to see how this feels, versus, oh my God, this is the last day I'm going to drink. And what's this going to feel like? This is going to be horrible.
Right. After midnight, I can never have another cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's more of like it's a fun conversation to have with people rather than talking about what you're depriving yourself of.
Right. And making it this big ordeal.
Yeah.
And I think that also brings an interesting point up, is that I am of the mind that you don't have to share these things with people either.
Yeah.
Right. Because sometimes we tell everyone with this idea that, OK, I'm going to let everyone know this big statement or declaration that I'm making.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you fall off or you wobble, and then you're like, oh shit, I just told all my friends that I have to do this thing and now I'm not going to be able to do it and I just fell off. And so it just creates this experience where we're beating ourselves up.
Yeah. I mean, I actually had an experience doing that, you know, on my YouTube channel. I was just making videos about that, you know. That's kind of how I started my videos, is just making it a kind of a blog about my experience of meditating and not drinking and how that was affecting me. And I found myself so excited by not drinking that I made this statement. Well, I didn't really make a statement, but it was, you know, I was like, oh, I don't think I'm ever going to drink again because it feels great. And then what I'm realizing after the fact is that really what I was doing is kind of renegotiating or reassessing my relationship with alcohol. And so since that time, I have had some alcohol, but my relationship with it is totally different.
Yeah.
And so I looked back on that video and I was like, oh, that was a big declaration to make. Maybe I didn't need to make that so publicly.
Yeah.
But, you know, doesn't really matter. Lived and learned. But I see what you're saying. Like, really putting it out there, and then you shame yourself if...
Right. So if you feel like you're making big change, and we've got to go to break in a couple of minutes, and we're definitely going to continue this conversation after, but, you know, it's okay to keep it private. It's okay to be vague about it and be like, you know what, I'm going to work on me this year, or I have some ideas, but I'm not really sure yet, or I'll let you know, or whatever. And I think that you hit on an interesting point, which I want to get into the next segment, which is the idea of renegotiating or reevaluating. It's a process,
right?
And you, we can even use your background in fitness and when you used to do primarily only physical training and personal training, is that you don't, it's not about getting to a certain place. It's about like, we're going to start a program. We're going to see how your body responds. We have a goal that we're moving towards, but it's really about your day-to-day progress.
Right. And how shifts and changes as we go along.
Totally. So letting yourself have that wiggle room to say, yeah, okay, this is my goal and maybe I didn't get there, or maybe it's leading me in a new direction.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the concept of, and the mindset that you so beautifully stated of being curious about it or experimenting with it, doesn't mean that there's a cut and dried, you know, end point that I have to get to.
Right.
It's just about exploring it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So we're going to take a break in just a second. If you are interested in having a, asking a question for myself or Ryan, go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click on the player that's got my face on it. It'll open up a new window. And in that right-hand corner, you will see a little icon that says ask. And you can email us a question. We'll be happy to discuss it or answer it on air. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you in part by Moon Recording. Moon Recording is our proud home here at A Life Untethered and is located in Greenpoint, Brooklyn. If you have any recording needs, you should definitely check them out. They offer affordable recording services to musicians and podcasters, and their friendly staff specializes in recording everything from full bands to vocals in their vocal production suite. For 1 hour free, visit moon.nyc and enter code UNTETHERED when booking your first session.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath. All the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. That's me, Andrew Martin. I'm your host, and I'm sitting here today with my friend and colleague, Ryan Allen, and we are talking about how to break bonds with the past. How do we move into the new year? Because this is the time of year when we're always talking about resolutions and change and what we want to leave behind or what we want to bring in. And that can oftentimes be a really daunting thing, and change sometimes feels really, really crazy. And in the first segment, we were talking about just the idea of, you know, resolutions don't really work. And Ryan was saying, you know, be more curious about it. Have more of an experimental perspective. And I'm just going to try this and see how I feel.
Right.
So, you know, we talk about change and we talk about these big ideas oftentimes. And we set these really big goals for ourselves, which is important. But I think that oftentimes the smallest changes can make the biggest difference. Mm-hmm. And if we think about any big significant change in our life, it always starts with a single choice or a single action. And I think you even see this in your work. We were talking about this analogy or this idea that, you know, in form, like if someone's working out and you're training them, a small change can be the difference between injury or
absolutely
harming the body or success and fitness.
Yeah. And, you know, if we're using the body as an example, we were talking on the break about feeling your way into things. Mm. And in exercise, if you're not paying attention to how your body feels as you're moving through the exercises and your mind is somewhere else, you can injure yourself so easily.
Yeah.
And it's like being unaware when you're in your life.
Right.
You know, we find ourselves backed into these corners and wondering how we got there.
Right.
And if we're talking about breaking bonds with the past, you know, usually resolutions have something to do with like what we've been hanging on to or things like that. And so we're discussing like just becoming aware of those things, of how it makes you feel to take these actions and how you may want to feel instead.
Right. And I think you brought up a really good point, and I think that's a perfect connection to make, that the body will tell you if you're doing something that the body is like, this isn't the right way to do it,
right?
Or this is too much weight, or this is too much too soon. The body will tell you. And when we allow ourselves to be present and aware and really ask, like, you know, and this is, I think, one of the ways that we can make changes by starting small. And people who may be listening might think, well, I don't know what to take action. How do I do that? I think starting with how you feel is always a good way to start. And we were discussing on the break that oftentimes just start there, right? So maybe if people who are listening say, okay, I have these behaviors or these choices or these beliefs or whatever that I don't want to have anymore.
And that you even know aren't good, right?
Right.
So many people have awareness and fill themselves up with awareness, 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 and then nothing changes.
Right. They say, I know I don't like this, but I don't know how to change it.
Right.
Or I don't know what to do, or I feel powerless. So I think focusing on the way you feel is a really good way to do that. And I think from a practical perspective, people can get a pen and a paper and write down in 2017, the way that I felt was blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. Pick like three or five words of how fundamentally or primarily you felt in the year. Or if you have a specific thing, when I do this thing, I feel. Mm-hmm. And then, right, I feel afraid, I feel ashamed, I feel depleted, I feel unhappy, I feel worried or whatever. Obviously, we're assuming that you're going to be focusing on the things you don't want,
right?
So because no one wants, you know, if something's going well, then there's
you're
no reason.
You're not going to focus on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you want to change, you focus on, you give yourself the feelings of this is how I have felt. And then to your point, then begin to say to yourself, okay, how do I want to feel? Mm-hmm. What is the primary way I would like to feel in my life? And you were talking about something really interesting, that it doesn't even have to be how you feel relative to the thing that you want to change. Like you could say, I want to feel more joyful.
Right.
And joy always feels like joy, whether it's because you made a big, huge change and you climbed that insurmountable mountain, or it's a tiny little thing that you just like to have churros and ice cream. And so
right.
You feel joyful when you do that. So talk more about that. Like, how people can choose something just how they feel, whether or not it has anything to do with their goal.
Yeah, I mean, anything that you're doing to affect change in your life affects all areas of your life. So like with my coaching clients, sometimes they're fearful of something like public speaking, something like that, where they're expressing themselves to a big group of people, but that is maybe their end goal.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can make changes in other areas of their life and pushing themselves outside of their comfort zone in another area of their life by maybe becoming more physically strong, even though they're feeling a little scared of that process. And that affects the way they feel about themselves. They feel in their bodies. It also affects their potential to reach a new goal.
Right.
And so then they start to build up their confidence. It expands who they are. It expands their consciousness, and allows this other area to feel a little more manageable.
Right.
And maybe even changes your perspective completely in this other area of your life.
Right. And you've shared this with me over your years of training the body, that oftentimes people are amazed at how strong they really are, right? Or they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know I could do this, right? And they're like, I turned around and I've been doing this for 3 weeks or 4 weeks and I've been committing and I'm stronger and I'm, you know, more balanced or whatever. Because when you feel empowered, period, empowered is empowered.
Right.
Doesn't matter what area of your life you're empowered in or by. And that can change their perception of even who they are and what they're capable of.
Totally.
Which is so amazing. And you hit on something really interesting, which we may, you know, sort of start talking about it and do it in the next segment as well, depending on where we go. But the idea of leaving the comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be real. Change cannot happen without some sort of discomfort in some way.
Well, right. It's like whether we're breaking bonds with the past or moving towards something that we have as a goal, change is required constantly.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you and I can both attest to the fact that there's never really a destination and there's never really an end.
Right.
So just when you get comfortable, like I was reading back in my journal about this last year and kind of looking at the change that has taken place, which has been massive. And I forget that sometimes because now I'm here in this new place and I have some new intentions and new goals. But looking back and thinking, like, I thought when I was writing about this certain area of my life that when I get X, Y, and Z, or I reach this goal, then I'm going to feel satisfied and there's nothing else I have to do. No way.
Yeah. I say this all the time. You know, people in my work ask me, Andrew, am I on my path? I want to know if I'm on my path. And my answer is, if you're alive, you're on your path. If you're alive and breathing and you woke up today, you are here and you still have stuff to experience and
right.
work
There's
to
a
do.
Purpose.
Yeah. So this idea, and I think that that's another point, is that we create these destinations with the idea that when I get there, I will be complete or happy or satisfied. And that's just not the case. You're never going to stop growing and changing.
You have to be comfortable with change.
Totally. And the rung that you're, you know, on the ladder of your experience, the rung that you're reaching for will inevitably become the one you're standing on. Mm-hmm. So you've got to keep moving. And I think that this idea that because it's challenging or difficult or uncomfortable means I should avoid it, that's the opposite. I think in order to make big change, you've got to break bonds with the past. You've got to be willing to take a step that feels a little scary, that is a little uncomfortable. You've got to be willing to have those challenging conversations or speak the truth, even when it feels terrifying to do so. And I want to share, I'll do this after the break because I think we should continue talking about this. But, you know, you and I've talked about, like, change is a destructive process by nature. Mm-hmm. And the body, again, we'll use that analogy, pain in the body, you know, yes, there's the difference between pain that's good pain. Like, yeah, your muscles are going to be sore when you're teaching them new things. And that's different from the pain of, like, you're doing it wrong. But we all know that when you work out harder or try a new exercise or push yourself and add 5 pounds or 2 pounds or whatever, you feel it the next day.
Yeah.
So that's part of it. You can't move out of the comfort zone comfortably.
Right.
So I think to accept the fact that it's going to feel a little daunting sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm always kind of in a state of like, okay, here we go.
Yeah, and I think that's the joy of it. And certainly there are moments of comfort. Certainly there are moments of sort of balance and ease and being like, oh, yeah, I've totally found my groove. But
that doesn't last for very long. And to me, like, that's just part of the joy of living.
Right.
Because I really feel like I'm living my life.
Yeah.
Rather than being in a comfort zone and becoming so complacent that I just feel like I'm living the same year over.
Totally. Totally. And to echo your point in the first segment about, you know, that being experimental about it or curious about it, like you reach a point and you go, oh my gosh, I did it. I've made the change in my body or my life or whatever. And now I'm curious about what would happen if I did this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful. We've got to take a break. So we will come back and we're going to continue this discussion. You're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Yeah. If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. I am solo today. Jeremy Nudell is dealing with his finals at school, so he's taking the day off. And today I'm sitting here with my friend and colleague Ryan Allen from Lifted. What is your website?
BecomeLifted.com.
And where can people find you on social media?
Facebook and Instagram are both Become Lifted, and YouTube is Lifted with Ryan Allen.
Okay, cool. So we're talking today about this idea of how do we break bonds with the past, really centering around this time of year. We're always talking about resolutions. What changes do I want to make? What do I want to, you know, new life, new body, new me, new this, new
everything.
That, everything new. And how we really oftentimes set ourselves up for failure or to just end up feeling helpless and ineffectual because it's not that goals aren't important, but maybe taking a new look at how we go about them and what we perceive to be positive change. And we got a question from Henriette, and she says, how do I act around people who don't understand my new life and my changes? Do I take the discussion or do I ignore it and just talk about something else?
I think that's such a big subject for everyone who creates change in their life. No matter whether it's like you're eating differently or you're making, you know, huge changes in your career or relationships, you know, the first thing I would say is to get a feel on whether that person is a person who is asking you because they could possibly support your change and they want your growth and development. Or is that someone who is maybe triggered by your change and is uncomfortable with it, and so they're challenging you?
Right.
Which isn't to say you can't have a conversation with that person as well, but just be aware of what their intentions might be, so you're not trying to necessarily win them over or prove a point to anybody.
Right.
I think what's most important about the changes that we make is that we're doing it for ourselves. And ultimately, anyone that you're having a conversation with doesn't know your truth.
Mm-hmm.
And to take their feedback with a grain of salt, because you know what's right for you.
Right. And I think that's an excellent point, is that sometimes when we make change, people in our lives who are close to us or who have an investment in who we are and perhaps how they've known us, sometimes people get uncomfortable because your change highlights for them where they're not making change or where they have a thing that they've been knowing they need to do or look at or want to do, but they haven't.
Right.
And they see you making radical change and it makes them uncomfortable. And so they think, well, I don't want Ryan to change because then that makes me have to deal with the things that I'm not taking care of. Or sometimes it just confuses them. You know, I remember, you know, several years ago when I was going through this big spiritual awakening, you know, you and I talked about this a lot, that, you know, some of the choices I was making, like I wasn't going out to bars anymore. I wasn't really partying and being the wild child anymore. I was doing new things. And my friends, it wasn't that they didn't support it. They just were confused and they didn't understand, like, what's going on, Andrew? Like,
right.
You stopped returning my calls, or I've invited you to go out like 5 times and you keep saying no. So that was my opportunity to say, hey, no, it's not personal. Like, I still love you. I'm just going through some stuff that requires me to try something new.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's an important point to make. And we also have an event coming up. You and I are partnering on an event coming up in January, which I know we're both really excited about.
Excited.
So
excited. Our first event.
I know, our first event. It's going to be here in San Francisco at your studio, Lifted.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be launching hopefully today or tomorrow. We'll have the Eventbrite up and the event open for registration. It's going to be limited to 10 people.
Which is so exciting because I love to work with people on an individual and small group basis.
Yeah.
That's the basis for my classes.
Totally.
And I think that so much change can happen when we're able to feel safe in a space to open ourselves up in a small group. This helps facilitate that.
Yeah, it's going to be called Transformation Lab. It's, what are the dates?
January 13th and 14th. Hold on, I got it right here.
in your very full calendar.
Yes, oh my God, it really is. It is the 13th and 14th, and it's from 11 to 6.
Perfect. So that's Saturday and Sunday, again, here in San Francisco. And you can go to his website, becomelifted.com, or my website, andrewmartin.energy. And you can sign up for our newsletters because we'll also be doing a newsletter blast about this. We're really excited. But, you know, we were talking about this idea of being willing to leave the comfort zone and being willing to make an uncomfortable choice. And there's this Sophie Bashford, who is someone that I really appreciate her work. And she wrote this beautiful post recently, or I don't know if it was recent, but I found it recently. And she's talking about this idea of living your purpose or following your purpose and how to do that and what it requires of you. And one of the things she says, indeed, whenever the thought or feeling of I simply cannot do this, or I can do this, but there is no way I can stretch to that, or I am petrified of what will happen if I take this step being shown to me, or I don't have the time, energy, money, support, ability, etc. When these kind of thoughts surface, we usually can be sure that you are being shown a powerful next step to living your real purpose in this universe. Which I love, because don't you find often that the very thing that we maybe are afraid to do, or our mind is telling us we can't do, is kind of the next step?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, every big change that's happened, positive big change that has happened in my life, has been outside of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes only a couple of steps and sometimes big fucking leaps.
Yeah.
But in each of those moments, I felt some hesitation and some fear.
Yeah.
But also it's a sense of excitement.
Yeah. And I think that's perfect, because we just got a question from Vivian, and she's saying, how does one know the difference between discomfort they feel in making a change being just wanting to stay in their comfort zone and afraid to step out of it, or is it their intuition telling them not to go in a certain direction because this isn't right for them? Mm-hmm. I feel that it's the difference between don't go down that scary alley, something dangerous will happen, or oh my gosh, I'm on the roller coaster and I'm at the top of the thing and I'm really, really kind of freaked out. But
right.
It's that, to me, there is a difference between those feelings.
It's a subtle difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. And usually you can feel the excitement.
Right.
That's what I would say is the key difference.
Right.
Is there some sense of excitement, and maybe your fear comes like a millisecond after the excitement.
Right.
You know, and to also, you know, I'm a big believer in signs that you get.
Right.
So if you're aware of what's happening in your world, you'll be given signs.
Yeah.
To know that you're on the right path.
Totally.
Perhaps it's something as simple as like you're investigating something, a new, you know, service that you'd like to offer in your business, and you're investigating it, and there's some sort of synergy that happens. You happen to stumble across a poem that inspires you or something like that. Even though it's not directly related, you're still like being given these little breadcrumbs to follow.
Yeah.
And though you're fearful, you're still being led.
Right. And I think most of us, I think if we're really, when we sit with ourselves and we're sort of quiet and honest, we can tune into the difference between no, this is dangerous, this is life-threatening, this is not healthy,
mm-hmm.
and no, because I'm scared and I don't know what to do, and can I do it and will I fail?
All of these questions. Yeah, I think that's something that I deal with a lot with my clients, is helping to clear the noise
yeah.
that's happening. And if it's a question that you're thinking of, should I take this job or not take this job, and your mind is gets excited for a moment and then asks a whole bunch of questions. Well, how's this going to happen? How's that going to happen? That's a pretty good sign that you're just trying to stay in your comfort zone.
Right.
But you do have excitement.
Right. As opposed to self-preservation or survival, which is always nope. And it's a no.
Right.
And there's no question. There's no follow-up.
Right.
There's no curiosity about, well, what if I did jump out of this airplane with no parachute?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you, Vivian. And thank you, Henriette, for those questions. So in the next segment, we're going to talk about, I think, some practical things that people can do, right? Because I think it's one thing for us to sit and share our own experiences of where we have gone and what we have done. And it's, you know, one thing to talk about these abstract ideas of making positive change. But I think one thing that I always strive to do with this show is give people practical, applicable tools that they can apply to their life and to their experience. Because I think it's such a huge thing. But I think that you and I can attest from our own experience, as well as the experiences of working with these people, whether in our coaching program or your fitness program or my intuitive or healing work, is that to see the transformation of a person who is willing to walk through their fear,
mm-hmm.
to see the transformation of a person who is willing to move in the direction of that discomfort and say, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know any of these things. And that I think is an important thing for people to understand is you don't have to know what the why is or the how is.
Right.
You just have to be willing.
Yeah. You're the flower that's blossoming.
Right. And the flower knows how to blossom. It never questions that. And I think it's also coupling that willingness. So to me, you know, you were saying for you, it's about curiosity and experimentation. And I would add to that, it's also the only thing that's required is your willingness.
Mm-hmm.
When you really are intentionally determined to make a change for the better or to move in that direction that you're being called, when you say yes to it, man, you are supported in ways you can't even imagine. And then also you got to be willing to do the work, right? It's like someone showing up at the gym and being like, well, here I am, I'm not in shape. Well, girl, did you lift a pound?
Yeah.
Did you do anything? Did
yeah.
you sweat? Did you challenge yourself? So yes, it is about trusting those feelings and trusting the gut and letting yourself be called, but knowing that at some point you're going to have to pick up some steel or some iron
right.
and sweat. You just got to do it. So you are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin. My amazing guest today is Ryan Allen. You are listening to us on Transformation Talk Radio. Again, if you would like to send us a question, go to transformationtalkradio.com, click on the player that has my face on it, and another window will open up that will show you a little icon that says ask, and you can email us a question. We're going to be right back after this break.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Best-selling author, spiritual life, and business coach Joe Nunziata brings his higher energy and no-nonsense style to people who are ready to make powerful changes now. Wake up, step up, power up with a shot of Joe. Join Joe the second and fourth Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern for 30 minutes of high energy, no nonsense, and powerful tools to make powerful changes. Visit joenunz.com. That's joenunz.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin on Transformation Talk Radio. Man, I wish that this show was longer than an hour because I feel like we just really get into the good stuff.
It's gone by so quickly.
Yeah, and then it's time to go. I'm here with my friend and colleague, Ryan Allen. Today, we're talking about how to break bonds with the past. And really, you know, this is really inspired by this idea of making positive change in your life. And this is the time of year when we all start to ask those questions, right? New Year's resolutions, new changes, new life, new this, new that. And that change is important. And it is important to challenge yourself and to maybe strive for something new. But you don't have to eat the elephant. You know, how do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time, right? You just do what's in front of you in the moment and really letting yourself tune into how you feel and the presence of your experience and being curious about it. I think we've given some really good ideas today. But what I'd like to do to close out the show in this final segment is give people some practical tools of how they can enact this in their life. And I'll start. One of the ones that I have been sharing with some of my clients recently was, you know, I had a client who was talking about how she just didn't feel like she was sharing her truth in her life. Like there was all this stuff in her she wanted to express and to share, but she just kept cutting herself off and saying no when she wanted to say yes and vice versa. So the challenge that I would throw out to people or the tool that I would give people is make a mindful choice that you are going to seize one opportunity per day to be honest and to speak your mind or your truth. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, document that. When I was honest today with so-and-so about this, I felt this, it made me feel that, this is what happened. Or not to beat yourself up, if you go through a day and you didn't seize that opportunity, then write down at the end of the day, man, I wish I would have said yes, or I wish I would have said no when this happened. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important to frame it in this idea that speaking your truth doesn't have to be, I'm miserable in this relationship and I'm leaving you. I mean, it can be that, but it can also be as simple as, you know, maybe you have a friend who always wants to eat at the restaurant that you don't really like and you always say yes because you're just a people pleaser. And as a formal people pleaser, I can say I understand what that's like. But seizing an opportunity to be honest, to say, you know what, I don't like this place anymore. I don't want to eat here. I want to go somewhere else. And it's what you had said at the beginning, which was small change and build that momentum. And it can just be empowering yourself to be more honest and be more truthful, period.
Right.
Yeah. Anything that you want to share you think is a practical tool?
Well, awareness is everything. You know, I feel like no matter what subject matter we're talking about, awareness is always key and number one. And without it, there's nothing else. So I have been giving my clients tips and tools dependent on where they need a little bit more awareness in their life or where they might be able to tap into it. And one of the ways is like the wisdom of the body and being in your body. You know, so we're just so inundated with things that are external that it really takes some commitment to take a little time to be in your body. And I find it easiest to stretch because I have to stay focused. So I'm not putting myself in pain. If I don't feel a stretch, then I'm not going far enough. you know, really being in tune. And I kind of use that as my time of meditation or move into meditation after that. But like 15 minute stretching routine that you can find on YouTube, you know,
right.
Something simple like that to bring yourself into your body at least once a day. It sets you up for more awareness in the rest of your life.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And that's something that everyone can do, most people. And even if someone's listening who isn't mobile and maybe can't stretch, you can spend 5 minutes a day just breathing consciously.
Sure.
Just staying with your eyes closed and just being aware of the in-breath and aware of the out-breath. Maybe you can find a guided meditation on YouTube or some relaxing music that will take you through that. And just any way that you can connect with the body, I think that's super powerful. Another one that I want to share is this idea that I've been really inspired by lately is placing more value on the yes. And what I mean by that is so often, and this was inspired by a client who, she has a very high level job. She's super stressed. It's just a very high pressure environment that she's in professionally. And she is the one that's the fixer. Like, people always know they can come to her when they have a problem or there's something they can't get done or they don't want to do it or whatever. They'll give it to her and she'll get it done because she's really high functioning and she's good at what she does. But it overwhelms her and she finds herself without, she's depleted, right? Mm-hmm. Not only is she working way more than she should or needs to, but she's also physically exhausted by this. And she gets home and now she's got her daughters and her kids and, you know, her family. And how do I give them and how do I give myself the love and nurture? So one of the things that I invite people to consider is what is the value you place on your yes? Where are you saying yes to things, to kind of go back to the earlier segment? Where do you say yes to things that you don't feel good when you do them? Mm-hmm. You know, you sure, maybe you get the job done and everyone says, oh, good job, thumbs up, but you feel horrible. Right. You feel depleted. You feel taken advantage of, or you feel like you weren't honest. So placing more value on the yes, in a really easy way or a simple way to do this, is to give yourself a 5 second silence before you respond. And when someone says, hey, can you do this for me? Or, hey, do you want to do this or whatever? Or even if it's not professional, someone says, hey, do you want to go out to the movies? And maybe you were all set to just stay at home and read a book.
Right.
Stop. Take a breath. Count to five and really sit with, how do I feel when I even just imagine saying yes to this thing? Because you don't owe anybody a yes in those situations. You have the right to say no. You have the right to create healthy boundaries. And I think that's an important part of it, is that change can't happen without you renegotiating your boundaries.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you are changing. So most likely those boundaries will be changing fairly often.
Right. Right. And you had another one that I loved that you shared with me recently about working with a client, and you just wanted him to get out of his automatic, like, autopilot life. And so you instructed him to do some stuff. What was that?
He's someone that was having a really hard time connecting to his heart. He had a lot of decisions to make in every area of his life and was just spinning in circles with questions all based in his head. And so I gave him the homework of finding time to be centered without a phone, without his partner, without anything that would give him this external focus. And what I found really interesting is, as I was talking to him, I suggested, like, taking a walk, and he said, should I not take my dog? And I said, no, actually, because your dog is living from its heart.
Yeah.
Your dog is not thinking about what someone else is going to think about its decisions. And so the dog is, like, literally following its nose and deciding on the fly what it wants in that moment. And I think that what sometimes we can overlook is the gifts that we have right in front of us, like a dog that can be our guide, or children that are living their truth.
Yeah.
And what does a child do when it doesn't want to do something? It lets you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So just, like, looking around your world, and you are gifted with things that will help you, guide you along in your own life. So taking note of, like, where do I have these gifts in my life and how can I use them to my advantage?
Yeah. Beautiful. And one more that I would like to share with people before we wrap up here is, and you and I discussed this before we started the show, was the the person I am becoming exercise.
Mm, yeah.
So this idea that we're always in evolution, we're always in growth and change, we're living, breathing creatures, so we're always going to be transforming. And so perhaps the exercise, if people maybe can't zero in on what they want to change or they can't give words to it, try this writing exercise. The person I am becoming is. Or specifically if you want to talk about money or relationships, the person that I am becoming thinks X, Y, and Z about money.
Mm-hmm.
Or on
acts
the topic
this way in relationships.
Totally. On the topic of love and relationships, the person I am becoming thinks or feels or chooses.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just begin to imagine, and it's, I think, linking back to your initial comments in the beginning about just be curious.
Right.
Just experiment. It's your life. No.
And you can be anything you want. I think that is the thing that excites me so much. It's like, we definitely tie ourselves down to like, well, I've titled, this is my job.
Right.
This is what's most important. And this is how I am in the world.
Right.
And letting yourself be free to be a different version of yourself.
Right. And just be curious about it.
Right.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Ryan.
Thank you.
This
I
was
love
amazing.
This conversation.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. It was a pleasure. I will be seeing you in a couple of weeks for the final show of 2017. Have a fantastic weekend, and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell, walking the path of freedom. Continue on your path by visiting Andrew's site at andrewmartin.energy. There, you'll find tools and services to support you on your journey of expansion and evolution. If you missed any part of this show, while you are there, you can also download the podcast. Tune in live every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific for A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and co-host Jeremy Newdell.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal, listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing. Feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit seattlehealinghypnosis.com for more information.